Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Teresa Douglas-Patterson, second-year history student with the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies. On April 2, 1935, a technological experiment quietly commenced in Wildey St. Michael, one that will reshape the broadcasting landscape of the island and transform how Barbadians heard the world. Known as radio distribution, it was a wired system transmitting sound directly into homes between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. Radio distribution's first big event was in May 1935, with its relay of the Silver Jubilee of King George V and Queen Mary from the British Empire Broadcasting Station in Daventry, England. That broadcast was beamed into Barbadian homes and into public spaces through loudspeakers mounted in public buildings. By September 1935, its wires stretched across Bridgetown into Worthing and St. Lawrence, with substations being considered to support its rapid expansion. But in 1938, disaster struck. A fire destroyed the central foundry building, which housed the company's offices and amplifiers, forcing operations to relocate to Trafalgar Street. Despite this setback, the service endured. In 1951, radio distribution entered a new era when it was taken over by the Radiodiffusion Group, a name that would soon become synonymous with broadcasting in Barbados, opening a new chapter in the island's media history. In 1958, Radiodiffusion had moved once again, this time to River Road, establishing what would become its long-term home and the foundation upon which its legacy would be built and eventually shaped into the Starcom network. At its height in 1970, Radiodiffusion serviced over 26,500 wired systems across the island, while also introducing television rental services, further embedding itself into the daily lives of Barbadians. To mark its 35th anniversary, the company hosted a major charity event, a gospel concert featuring the legendary Mahalia Jackson, bringing global talent to local audiences in a powerful moment of cultural connection. Ever mindful of its social responsibility as a company, the proceeds of the concert went to the Needy Children's Fund. From its beginnings as radio distribution, to its transformation into Radiodiffusion, and its evolution into Starcom Network, Barbadians have been kept abreast of the changing movements of time through an unbroken tradition of broadcasting since 1935.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.